I am happy to be with you. I'm very exceptionally happy to have our daughter and her husband from Colorado Springs here with us this morning. Makes my Mother's Day very, very special. So it's always a challenge to think, what do I say at this time when I'm privileged to share with you? So I studied several different mothers in the Bible, and nothing hit me. And then I thought about the mother of Jesus, and what a special, special person. You know, the scripture doesn't give us a whole lot of information about Mary, but what we do have is very, very relevant. And so I titled this Faithful God and a Faithful Servant, that we can learn from, that God is faithful and we need to be a faithful servant. So this is the beginning of where we learn about Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Mary asked, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing is impossible with God." Nothing is impossible with God. So we're going to start out talking about our faithful God. God is faithful. God was faithful to Mary. God is faithful today. God has been faithful through all the years. And when I am looking at this, I can't help but think Mary was willing to be the servant of the Lord. And I wonder, how did Mary learn about the Lord? How did she learn about God? And my guess was that she learned from her own mother, that her own mother taught her scriptures such as this: "The word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. He is faithful in all he does. He is faithful in all he does." Do we believe that about God? Do we believe God is faithful in all he does? And so I have to believe this is from the Psalms. So that's the scripture that Mary's mother would have had and would have been able to teach her. "And the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Psalm 100, verse 5. That includes clear to us. We're part of the all generations. We're many generations removed from Mary, and from when this psalm was written, we're many, many generations. But nothing is impossible with God. We serve a faithful God. We serve a faithful God. You are a faithful God. I'm sure Mary, and I'm sure Mary's mother taught her about the faithfulness of God, how God was faithful to Noah when he said, "Noah, I want you to build an ark because I'm going to send a flood to destroy the nations." And sure enough, Noah built the ark as God had directed, and Noah was saved. God was faithful to him. God was faithful to Abraham when he said, "Abraham, go kill your son. Go sacrifice your son." What a challenge. And yet, Abraham was willing to do that. Abraham was faithful to God, and God was faithful to stop him from killing his son and to provide a sacrifice for him. God was faithful to David. We all know the story about David killing Goliath with a stone. That it really wasn't the stone, it was really God. God was faithful. I'm sure all these things were stories that Mary's mother taught her about God. That our God is faithful. And the story, how about the story of Daniel? How Daniel was protected from hungry lions. When Daniel was faithful and continued to pray to God, even though he knew that what the consequences might be, but God was faithful to stop the lions from killing Daniel. I'm sure all of these stories were accounts that Mary's mother taught Mary. So what's the application, mothers? What's the application, grandmothers? We need to teach our children the faithfulness of God. If we believe, I heard you saying you believe God is faithful. If we believe God is faithful, we must teach our children and our grandchildren. How do we learn that God is faithful? We learn it in a couple of ways. We learn it by reading God's word, by studying God's word, by studying the accounts in which we see God was faithful. And then we also learn it by remembering how God has been faithful to us. Leroy and I are still talking about and experiencing the faithfulness of God when he brought us through this terrible hailstorm. It really was terrible. I hope to never have to go through that again. But God was faithful. We weren't rear-ended. We didn't rear-end anybody. And God was faithful. So if God is faithful, if we really believe that, mothers, grandmothers, if we really believe God is faithful, we must teach that message to our children and our grandchildren. We must teach it in our churches. So very often I would believe that Mary's mother taught her, Mary, you must know that whatever happens in life, God is faithful. You can trust him. You can believe in him. You are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. Mary, remember that all of the time. So, what a message that we need to remember. We are not worshiping a worthless, dead God. We are worshiping a faithful God. We are worshiping a God that is worth worshiping. We are a God that for whom nothing is impossible. We're worshiping a God who has been faithful through all the generations, with our parents and our grandparents, through the birth of this nation, through all things. God has been faithful. And we can stand on that. We can absolutely know our God is faithful. So I want you all to join with me in saying what's up there in the yellow. You are a faithful God. We really do believe that God is a faithful God. So parents and grandparents, teach your children. If you don't have a Bible story book in your home, get one. And read the Bible stories for yourself and read Bible stories to your children. I honestly believe that my time of greatest personal growth for me was the times when I was reading Bible stories every day and every day and every day to my children. Grandparents, Read Bible stories to your children. That's how they will begin to learn to know we are serving a faithful God. And of course, read God's Word too. So we began with knowing that we serve a faithful God, a faithful God, a faithful God. And then secondly, we're talking about, okay, do I believe that God is faithful? Can I say with confidence, you are a faithful God? We already said that. We believe you are a faithful God, and it makes a difference in our lives. Then now we'll look to Mary, the faithful servant. So, after the angel had come and given her this information, Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Then Mary went and visited Elizabeth, and Elizabeth said that to her, that said this, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. I want us to look at two specific words. Number one is servant. 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 What is a servant? A servant is not a slave. A slave is someone that is owned. A servant is someone who willingly serves. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I came to earth not to be served, but to be a servant. What an example to us. So Mary somehow had to have known enough about God that she was willing to say, you wouldn't submit to be a servant to someone that you thought was a terrible person or a terrible God. Mary knew enough about God that God was faithful that she willingly said, I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant. I am willing to submit myself to the Lord. A servant serves willingly. The dictionary says a servant is a helper, an assistant, a right-hand man, a co-worker, a teammate. Mary was willing to be a servant. Now, I want to ask you a question. When Mary said that statement, did she have any idea whatsoever what that meant? What was going to be included in that? I don't think so. I think she had no idea. And you know, that's the same way with us. Mothers, when we become mothers, do we have any idea what all long-term, short-term, long-term, what's going to be involved in that? We really don't, but we willingly say, I'm willing to be a servant. I'm willing to be a mother. I am willing to do that. I want to do that, even though we really have no idea just what all might be involved. And then I want us to look at a second word there in this scripture, the word believe. Elizabeth spoke a prophecy saying, you believed. That is so vital. If we're going to be a good servant, we have to believe that we're serving a faithful God. We have to believe that it is worth it to serve the faithful God. Mary had a huge responsibility, an absolutely huge responsibility that God had given her. Now, another question. Wouldn't you think that of all the people in the whole wide world, that God would just make life a rosy path for them, that would be Mary, the mother of Jesus? Wouldn't we think that? But when you really analyze what happened to Mary, you see that was not the case. And here again, an application. If God did not make a bed of roses, a smooth, smooth path for Mary, why would we think that God would make a smooth, wonderful path for any one of us? It's not going to happen. We are going to have struggles and such. I wish that Mary would have written a journal about how she was feeling. What would she have written that very night when the angel came and said, "You are going to have a son, the Son of God"? What would she have written? "Oh, God, what can I do? Who am I? I'm just a young girl. I'm a nothing. How can I possibly do this? What is this?" And she probably would have said, "God, this is not what I had planned for my life. This is not what I had planned for my life." But Mary was a faithful servant because she believed in a faithful God. She knew God was with her. And you know, Mary, as we go through life, we have to be like Mary so often, wondering, what in the world is this? That there are things that are going to happen in lives that we don't understand. And that's why it's so important that we remember that we believe in a faithful God. Now, Mary, just as I thought about this, some of the things that Mary went through. So Mary went immediately after this confrontation with the angel. She went and visited her cousin Elizabeth. And that's when Elizabeth said that, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promise to her. Now, think about this. Mary was there for 3 months. In all that time, this baby was growing within her. And then came time for Mary to go back home. What might Mary have written in her journal at that time? "Oh, Lord, I am really scared today. What am I going to tell Joseph? When I get back home, what am I going to tell Joseph? How am I going to handle this? What can I do with this? I am scared to death. I need your help." And you know, wonder of wonders, God stepped in. God sent an angel to Joseph and told him, "Don't be afraid to marry Mary, because the child within her is from the Holy Spirit." So God stepped in and was faithful to Mary, and Mary was faithful to her God. What a wonderful, wonderful cycle. What a wonderful circle that God was faithful to Mary and Mary was faithful to God over and over and over. And so over and over and over, I see Mary saying, "You are a faithful God. Help me to be a faithful servant. Help me to be faithful in all of doing." And then think about this. So 8 months go by, 8.5 months go by, and one day Joseph comes in and says, "Mary, you know what? The Roman Empire has required that we have to go to my hometown to register, so we're going to have to make a trip to Bethlehem." Now, what might Mary have written in her journal about that? "Oh, God, how can this be? Here I am. I'm almost ready to give birth. And this thing outside of myself has happened that I have no power over. What am I going to do? How am I going to be able to survive? What am I going to do? And then it got even worse. After they made the trip to Bethlehem, they couldn't find a place to stay in an inn. They had to go into a stable, which was probably just a cave. A smelly, stinky cave. And that's where Mary had to give birth. What might Mary's thoughts have been? Oh, God, where are you? Why did you allow this to happen? Why couldn't you have made things a little bit smoother for me? Here I am willing to be your servant. Why haven't you fixed things for me? I don't know whether Mary thought that at all, but she had every right to, because things were not smooth. And as I say, if God didn't make a rosy, smooth path for Mary, why should we think that God would make a smooth, rosy path for us? It's not going to happen. Things are going to happen out there that are beyond our control, that affect us. So what do? We call out to our faithful God. We hang on to our faithful God in those times of trials. In those times of trials, we hang on to our faithful God, because we're all going to have, every one of us are going to have trials. We're going to have situations that we didn't call for, that were not in our plans. That's when we need a faithful God. That's why you need every single day, mothers, fathers, dads, grandfathers, everybody, you need to be building your faith in God every day, preparing for those events that just don't seem right, that just seem wrong. Just like Mary, it seems wrong to me that Mary would have to give birth in a stable, in a cave, in a smelly place. But God was with her. God was with her. Way over and above anything that's happening here on earth is the fact that we serve a faithful God. We serve a faithful God. Now, Scripture tells us that Mary had other children, probably six more, boys and girls. Question. Did Mary ever blow it in raising seven children? What do you mothers think? Do you think Mary was perfect and never ever blew it? I don't think so. I think Mary was probably human and such. So consider this scenario, that a couple of kids are fighting. Mary tells them to quit and they don't. And she tells them again and they don't quit fighting. And finally she blows up at them. Now, think about what Jesus might have done. He's the oldest one. Do you think Jesus might have corrected her? Jesus might have said, "Mother, you really did handle that not quite in the best way. Mother, you need to learn to discipline yourself a little bit more." What would it be like raising Jesus as a child? I don't know whether the scripture doesn't tell us anything about that. I just threw some of these things in as I'm thinking about the struggles and the things that Mary went through. I have to believe with seven children that she had some trials and such in the home. And I don't know whether Jesus corrected her, but I do know one thing. Jesus corrects me. Jesus corrects you. Yes, he does. We can learn from Jesus every day. We can learn about our faithful God. We can learn about these things. We can learn to rejoice. So, Jesus corrects us. Jesus teaches us all of the time. Every mother, every father, every grandmother, grandfather, every one of us, Jesus teaches us every day. Here are some, just such a handful of the things that Jesus teaches us, that Jesus would say to us personally if he were here. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Which one of us ever does that? Oh, we don't. We all fall so short, but Jesus still says that to us. Love God with everything that's in me. Oh, God, you are faithful. Help me to be faithful. Help me to be a faithful servant. Then Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, which ones of us listen to Jesus on that one? Which ones of us pay attention to Jesus on that one? Love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbors, no matter what they do, no matter who they are, no matter anything. Love your neighbors. Serve them. As God's chosen people, that's us. That's any one of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. We are God's chosen people. We are the people who belong to God. So here is what Jesus teaches us through the Apostle Paul. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, put on love and be thankful. Does Jesus teach us or what? Every one of us has got many things up there in that little portion of Scripture that Jesus is wanting to teach us personally. Which ones do you need to work on? Which one do I need to work on? Bear with each other. In the home, in the workplace, in the school, in church, bear with each other. One thing you find out in marriage is that each other does not see things exactly the same. We don't. We can't. We're each individual people. We do not see things exactly the same. But Jesus instructs us to bear with one another. And forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Now, I'm not going to ask for raised hands, but how many of you have ever had somebody do something against you? We all have. We all have. It's part of life on this earth. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to forgive. Forgive. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And overall, put on love and be thankful. Be thankful. Rejoice. I wonder about Mary. As Mary raised her children, how often did Mary thank the Lord? We know she gave a wonderful praise of thanks to the Lord after the angel met her. But how often through the time of raising Jesus did she say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for letting me be the mother of this boy and letting me be the mother of these other children. Oh, moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas, be thankful for your children. Be thankful that God has given them to you. Be thankful for every blessing that we have. Be a faithful servant. You are a faithful God. Help me be a faithful servant. You know, as I say, Mary, I don't think Mary just had it easy. What was it like for Mary to be at the cross and see her own beloved son strung out there on the cross, knowing he did no wrong? Oh, Mary's heart had to have been broken. The scripture tells us that. And we cannot expect, no matter what has happened to us in life, we can know God is faithful. I've just been reading a book by Nick Vujicic. Do you know Nick Vujicic? If you don't, you should look it up on YouTube and listen to Nick Vujicic. This man was born with no arms and no legs, no limbs at all. After his mother and father got off over the initial shock, they determined to help Nick. Nick, what do you think, Nick, it was like going through school for Nick? It was terrible, he writes in his book. He was bullied. He could not do anything like the other kids could do. At one time, when he was a young teenager, he thought about suicide. He hated life, but his parents kept on teaching him about a faithful God, a faithful God, a faithful God. And Nick accepted Jesus as his Savior, and he believed that God would use even him. And God gave Nick the gift of talking. That's something he could do without arms or legs. And so Nick has gone all over the world and has spoken to literally millions of people, and especially young people, and encouraged them with, what is your problem? If you think you've got a problem, look at me. What can you use as an excuse that you don't serve a faithful God? Now, one thing that Nick desperately wanted as he got older was a wife and a family. But he often thought, is there any woman who would ever, ever be willing to commit to a man without any limbs? I could never give her a hug and such. But God was faithful. Nick served a faithful God. And in time, Nick found a beautiful woman. They had two sons, and then they had twin daughters. Today they have a family of four children. Was God faithful to Nick? Nick had a problem beyond what most of us do. But God was faithful to Nick. God helped Nick. Oh, the message. You are a faithful God. Help me be a faithful servant. Say that with me. You are a faithful God. Help me be a faithful servant. We're going to use as our closing song one that we sang in the praise time. Step by step. Oh God, you are my God. I want you to think about every single word as you sing this song. Oh God, you are my God, and I will follow you, and step by step, you will lead me. You will guide me. So let's stand and sing our closing song, Step by Step.